Sid, the final frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
Hey everyone, it's the C64 Takeaway. Episode 22, Commodore 64 Remixes, an original Sid Sound to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thompson, as always, spreading the Commodore love from Copenhagen, Denmark. Hasn't snowed for a while, so the snow level's on the decline here, but it's still a bit of a bother getting back and forth to and from work, especially when the bus drivers were on strike the other week, which meant that instead of my usual catch a train into town and hop onto a bus that goes straight to the office commute, I had to take the train into town, then switch to the tube, then walk for 10 minutes, and then catch a ferry across the harbour. Ironically, the longer route takes the same time to cover as the more direct approach. Well, what do you know? Anyway, whether you're a new listener or a returning customer, welcome and thanks for tuning in. Without listeners, there wouldn't be much of a takeaway, so I really appreciate each and every one of you taking the time out of your busy lives to listen to this. On today's show, news, feedback and six great pieces of music, including your chance to hear what happens when David Whittaker meets Marcel Donnet meets Jean-Michel Jarre, or when Russell Liebling meets Romeo Knight, who in turn meets the Beastie Boys, and much more. First up for today, though, this is the title tune from the game Creatures, done on the Commodore 64 back in 1990 by Steve Rowlands. We'll be right back. Steve Roland's there, Creatures from 1990 on the SID. In the news today, the Takeaway moves house, but hey, if you're subscribed and listening to this, then you found the new feed address and have nothing to worry about. I went out and registered a domain, so you can now find the show at c64takeaway.com. Yay! The podcast feed has also moved, as I just mentioned. It's now at feeds.feedburner.com/C64Takeaway. If you're subscribed through Apple iTunes, you don't need to do anything because you'll already be on the new feed because you can do a sort of the magic voodoo trick that just pushes the update out to everyone who's subscribed. For those non-iTunes listeners, you'll need to change your subscription to the new feed address. I also got myself a new email address for the show as well, so you can now get in touch at c64takeaway@gmail.com. And speaking of iTunes, iTunes now has a customer reviews section for podcasts. It requires a login to the Apple iTunes Music Store. So here's your chance to be the first person to pimp the Takeaway. In other podcast news, another podcast that recently got through to me that I found was the Blip Blop podcast. They've done 4 episodes out so far between December 6th, 2005 and January 25th in 2006. It's hosted by TMB of Scoopex, who's actually someone I know from way back when in the scene days. So, Sarin, if you're listening, hi. The Chiptune podcast has, as I said, released 4 episodes so far. They've covered the C64 SID chip, the Spectrum AY chip, and the Atlib sound card on the PC. Episodes 2 and 4 are featuring tunes from the SID from the HVSC. So go check that one out. I'll, of course, have the link in the show notes. And, as if that wasn't enough, there's another podcast dealing in SID tunes. It's the 8-Bit Mayhem podcast. First episode came out on October 19th, 2005, so that one's managed to fly under my radar. Very well done. The second one came out a week later, and the third show just came out the other day, actually. The show slogan is "No shit talking, just the sit talking." I hope you're not taking a lash out on me for doing my talking, or maybe it's just that some people prefer their tunes non-stop. But hey, I quite like the 8-bit Mayhem. It played some very nice tunes that I hadn't heard before. All SIDs are, of course, recorded using a hard SID Quattro PCI card using the appropriate SID chip, that be that a 6581 or an 8580. Which means, basically, if you're unfamiliar with this and if this all sounds like meaningless techno babble to you, the SID chip, or rather those two makes of SID chip, those two models, what he's done is that he's put them on a PCI card on and put that in his PC, so you'll actually hear a SID and not something emulates it. The SIDs that I play here on the Takeaway are recorded from a real C64, so I kind of like to think of that as more true to the source, not taking the SID chip out of its natural habitat, but rather going into the world of SIDness, so to speak, and observing it in its natural habitat. Anyway, The Blip Blop podcast features the Sid and AY and Adlib and whatever they decide to play, recorded from the real thing as well. Right, enough of me talking and time for some more music, but first, the last little bit of news for tonight. Bit of sad news, I'm afraid. DJ Skits remixer, behind the scenes all round hero, who among other things have done audio engineering for the Back in Time live DVD set. He's probably best known to the public for his Saturday night warm-up shows over on Slay Radio. Skits has been diagnosed with a grade 3 glioma and is now looking at 6 weeks worth of radiotherapy, as a surgical procedure is too risky for him. Skits, best of luck, mate. My thoughts are with you. And speaking of Skits, here's one of his remixes. This is Swing It to the Left, based on the set Swing It by Slagon. DJ Skits, Swing It to the Left. Next up, we've got Wobbler and L-Man, Trantor, The Last Stormtrooper. Wobbler and L-Man originally started remixing David Whittaker's Trantor set after they had worked together on Nemesis the Warlock for the first Remix 64 album. This was back in 2002. The collaboration started out great, so a Christmas 2002 release was scheduled. However, despite the guys making great progress when they had time to actually work on the track, the source file spent most of its existence untouched on either of their hard drives. So Christmas 2002 passed, and jokingly, each year they planned on releasing it next Christmas. Which didn't happen either for quite a while. But almost 4 years after they set out on the great remix adventure, here's the final result. Both L-Man and Wobbler are quite happy with the result, and they have every reason to be. This is a very nice remix. I quite like it. I quite like anything I play on this show, otherwise I wouldn't play it. So here it is. We'll be right back. Wobbler and Elman, dear. Taranto the Lost Stormtrooper, and that wasn't actually me cutting it off early, or was it? Hang on. No, it wasn't. Very nice, edgy, electronic tune there. Right, time for some feedback. We've got new fiber pins and comments. Among others from Jörn in Oslo, who says, great show. Yuri in Finland says, 8-bit, no shit. Okay, over in Stockholm says, greetings from sunny Stockholm, the bit-pop capital of Sweden. Well, maybe. I recall there being some kind of disco or some kind of club there that actually plays C64 stuff and other chiptunes. So you probably are the bitpop capital of Sweden. Anyway, speaking of Sweden, Peter in Trollhättan says, hi there, country neighbor, love listening to you while riding on the bus to school. So keep up the good work and take care. Well, thanks, man. Pete over in Florida says, love the show. Lobo in Florence, Italy says, hi Jan, nice podcasts, keep it up. The Commodore 64 will never die. Amen, brother. Last, Christopher in Brunswick, that's in Georgia in the United States, says, thanks for moving the feed while I was on vacation. Seriously though, a great show. Well, Chris, I'll just like to reply to that. I did put a redirect up on the old site, so whenever you go there, you'll automatically get relocated to that one. And if you're subscribing through iTunes, you'll be moved as well, but I'll, of course, be sure to stick a note in the on the blog, on the website, saying that it's moved as well. Plus, there's a moved message on the old feed, and that's actually all there is left on the old feed, is a little MP3 of me telling people how to move over to the new feed. So, hopefully everything should be taken care of. Right, time for yet another tune. This one is one of... Well, we're not very long into 2006, but I can safely say that this one will probably end up on my 2006 top 5 favorite lists. This is Romeo Knight Ball Blazer featuring the Beastie Boys. Yes, the Beastie Boys. The Beasties have made a bunch of a cappella versions of their tracks freely available for everyone to use in their music. So Romeo Knight chose the All Lifestyles samples, sped it up a bit and blended it with his take on the Ball Blazer tune. The result is nothing short of amazing.
Master Blazer Arbuster Kipling for Laser Light.
When the blazing heat of working the grids gets to me, I chase my thirst with Laser Light. Laser Light, the toast of the galaxies and the official sponsor of the 3097 Interstellar Ball Blazer Championship Games.
And welcome back. To recap while we were gone, Zarda has pulled dramatically ahead, scoring twice against Crockett, putting four more big points up on the board. Pushes total to 9. This could spell the end for the Earthling. He is dangerously close to a shutout. Okay, they're facing off again, and we're moving close to the end of the game. And here's the ball. Flockett's heading right back.
Spell in my hand, grabs a pen, sweeten up the sound, let me get the right blend. Coming down the wire through the knee, my free. Nice up the sound for the A to D.
Warm up with the Ramos, they can't win all. Big up from Bob and a TV dinner. I'm the winner when that dance contest is close. You know I dance the best.
All you gotta do is do your thing, you see. Cause I don't give a fuck who you're supposed to be. My name is Zephyr and I aim to please. And I gotta spread love in society.
We got to keep the party going on. All lifestyles, our shapes and forms. We got to keep the party going on.
What you saw, what you heard, I get involved, I might disturb. And if you want what's going down, you might just get that silky sound.
So what you want, so what you need, I got the fonts, you wanna read. Get in the game, you got a scheme, all the same, I got the team.
More new way, not OG, working at a party, say, yo, D, when you're coming out with the new CD. That's what's love in society.
amazing, Slan, simply amazing. But time is running out.
Yes, time is running out. All Crockett needs is one more point to force this game with a sudden death overtime. Here's the ball. Zard is unable enough to capture it. It looks like a power play.
Dance!
My favorite so far for remix of the year 2006, Romeo Knight, featuring the Beastie Boys. This is not the first time the Beastie Boys have been involved in remixing. As I reported on an earlier show, they've also published on vinyl in 5 copies, published a set take on one of their tunes. Alright, how am I going to top this tune? I don't know. I don't know about you people, but I certainly couldn't sit still on my chair while that one played. Anyway, I'm going to have a go at it anyway. Next up, we've got Da Funk, Cyanide. This is based on a set called Cyanide by Vacek, which won the first place at the Astrosyn 97 music competition.
We'll be right back.
Another great mix of a little known Sid by Da Funk. Yeah, brilliant. He's certainly done his part to get the less known Sids out there and get some attention, or rather get some remixes out there and get some attention to the lesser known Sids. So my hat's off to you, Da Funk. Right, it's almost time to wrap up the 22nd episode of the C64 Takeaway. If you've been listening to the show straight off the website, please consider subscribing to get future episodes automatically delivered straight to your headphones, either by clicking on the Apple iTunes subscription link, or if you're not using iTunes, by adding the RSS link on the show site to your podcast client. The show site is at c64takeaway.com. That's the letter C, the number 64, takeaway, all one word, where you can, of course, find show notes and links to everything featured on today's show. Everything played on today's show, incidentally, can be downloaded off of RKO, which is a remix.qued.org. That's K-W-E-D. Everything except this last tune, but I'll get back to that in a moment. You can, of course, email me most welcome suggestions, requests, anything really, at c64takeaway@gmail.com. And you can, of course, add your pushpin and or comments to the Frapper map. And since it's now at the start of February, don't forget to show your appreciation for the show or on podcastalley.com. Right, time for the last remix for this show. This is Marcel Donnet, Max Headroom, or as Marcel likes to call this mix, the Headroomology. 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 Something like that. Mix. The story is that while cleaning up his hard drive, Marcel came across this Max Headroom thing that he did some time ago, and he went and grabbed a bunch of stuff off of Jean-Michel Jarre's Zulok CD, sorry, and played around with it. Marcel says this won't get uploaded to RKO, as he did it just for a bit of fun. It's very nicely done, but frankly, I think that it might be a little too close to the Jarre style to get published on the site. Anyway, I'll have a link in the show notes to a thread over on the Remix 64 message board where you can find, actually, a link to the MP3 of this file if you want it for yourself. Right, that's it, really. Thanks for tuning in to another show. Really appreciate it. I will see you guys next time. Take care. Stay subscribed. Bye-bye.